Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, there's a new law starting this year in Florida meant to address bullying. The idea is simple. If parents feel their child has been bullied, they can receive a stipend to take their child out of the public school and put them in a private school. It's called the Hope Scholarship, and it's a voucher program. There are critics of the program who question whether the private schools being offered as an alternative are safe spaces for all students that are bullied, though. One lawmaker who's been a vocal critic even before the law went into the books is State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith. He argues that it has many flaws, specifically when protecting LGBTQ bullied students. Here to help us understand the program is Representative Smith. Representative Smith, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Lewis.
And we want to note that we did reach out to the author of the bill and State Representative Manny Diaz for comment, and we are still waiting to hear back. Representative Smith, let's start with this. How was the Hope Scholarship Program initially presented to lawmakers? How was it intended to function?
Well, what it was presented as was some sort of solution to the epidemic of public school bullying that we're seeing happening in K through 12 across Florida and across the United States. And basically what they said was, as I said, here what we can do is we can fund a taxpayer-funded private school voucher program for up to 55,000 students who are bullied in our public schools for up to $140 million for them to transfer to private schools. Of course, the implication there is that those students would be better off in a private school institution than where they are currently in a public school. But the reality is that these private schools don't have any rules or regulations or any sort of accountability on how they are able to identify bullying happening in their schools or how they're supposed to respond to it. And I'll take it even a step further, which is the fact that the Huffington Post recently did an investigative report where they looked at the policies of the 70 Florida private schools that have currently signed up to receive the Hope Scholarship Program, and they found that 10% of those private schools have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to accepting LGBTQ students. You heard that right. They will not allow students who identify as LGBTQ to be enrolled in their private school. And yet, they have signed up to receive this scholarship, taxpayer-funded money, to accept bullied students out of the public schools. What do they think that these students are being bullied for?
Let me come back to the beginning when this law was, in the initial stages, when it was introduced. When did you get your hands on it, and did you go through it thoroughly?
I absolutely did. The unfortunate part is that I don't serve on any of the committees that heard the bill through the committee process. My first crack at it as far as debate and questions on the bill was when it reached the House floor. And I was really frustrated because the answers that Representative Manny Diaz gave me during my questions on the House floor underscore just how poorly thought out this particular bill and now this law really was. I asked him directly, I said, Representative Diaz, can you even anecdotally give me a single example of any private school, even one in the state of Florida, that has a anti-bullying policy that trains their faculty and staff on how to identify and respond to incidences of bullying? And his response was, and I quote, I've not done the research. I've not done the research on a taxpayer-funded school bullying a voucher program that is up to $140 million of taxpayer resources for up to 55,000 students has not done the research, which is just absolutely shocking.
There is, by the way, a video on Facebook of, I guess, that moment you had with Representative Diaz where you were asking him these questions. How many students is this going to cover?
It can cover up to 55,000 bullied students to be able to transfer out of the public school and into the private school. Now, again, just to underscore how this works, if a parent has a child in a public school who is bullied, they can apply to receive this taxpayer-funded voucher to go to a private school. They don't have to demonstrate or prove that their child was, in fact, bullied. And the school that they select is totally up to them. But for those of us advocates who really understand the challenges that LGBTQ youth face, we understand that first, not only are they disproportionately LGBTQ students more likely to be bullied, regardless of what type of school they're in, but they're also subject to institutional bullying, which in this case can happen at the private school that receives the taxpayer-funded voucher. And sometimes their own parents are not their best advocates. And what I mean by that is so many students who are LGBTQ identifying, they're scared to talk to their own parents about why they were bullied out of fear of rejection, out of fear that their parent perhaps will respond by yanking them out of the school and throwing them into perhaps a faith-based private school where they will maybe, you know, be possibly subject to conversion therapy to change who they are. So, you know, this law is riddled with problems, and it offers absolutely no scientific evidence or data that shows that these students will be better off in a private school than they are in a public school.
I do want to clarify this, though, just to understand that the program, in funding for this program, it allows purchasers of motor vehicles to contribute their vehicle sales tax to fund the private school scholarships. That's where the money's supposed to come from, right?
Yes, and what it does is it diverts what would be tax revenue to the state, which is used to fund our public schools and other critical government programs, to instead be earmarked for this scholarship. So it would sound great on paper, I'm sure. You're buying a car and you're asked, you know, would you like to, instead of paying $100 in taxes to the state, have that $100 be credited to a scholarship to help students who are being bullied? Sounds great on paper, when in reality, it's a scam. There's no assurances that those students are going to be better off in a private school. And really, this is just one more example of what state leaders have been trying to do and have successfully done for years, which is move Florida towards a universal voucher program where if a parent wants to pull their child out of a public school and ask the taxpayers to fund their education in a private school, that they're just going to get a voucher.
Let's talk about what the rules are, what the laws are. When we talk about, you know, the issue of bullying in public schools, what are the policies that public schools are required to adhere to in dealing with this issue?
Well, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked, because in 2008, I believe it was, the Florida legislature passed the Jeffrey Johnston Stand Up for All Students Act. Basically, what that said was that each of the 67 school districts would be required to create their own anti-bullying policy and create what the standards are that their faculty and the protocol are that they need to follow to identify and respond to incidences of bullying. Now, I think that that particular law needs to be improved. It needs to be enhanced. We need to fund our school counselors better so that they're actually focusing on this type of intervention when it comes to bullying. But the answer to school bullying is not, well, let's just take the bullied student out of a public school and put them into a private school. And by the way, that law, the Jeffrey Johnston Stand Up for All Students anti-bullying law, does not apply to private schools.
So, yeah,
so there are no private school standards for bullied students.
So wait, no, so with private schools, and then what does it? Are we talking about the law then at that point? If a student feels that they are in physical danger, that they would go to law enforcement? I mean, where would they go?
Who
would
exactly? What are the I asked the sponsor this again. I asked Representative Diaz this again on the House floor. I said, what are the protections that exist in a private school that has received this voucher that would protect this child from being bullied in that private school institution? The answer I was given was that the criminal statutes that protect any human being from assault and battery were the protections that were available to that student in a private school.
Does the HOPE Scholarship apply to cyberbullying?
The HOPE Scholarship doesn't speak actually to cyberbullying, based on the fact that it doesn't require the bullied student to, or the parent or the school, to demonstrate that the bullying existed. So all the parent has to do is say their child was being bullied, whether it was cyberbullying or bullying on the playground or bullying on the way home from school, which happens all the time. It's a serious problem. But all the parent has to do is say it, and they would be qualified to receive a taxpayer-funded voucher to go to a private school.
I'm talking with State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith about the Florida Hope Scholarship. This is an anti-bullying program that allows students who are victims of bullying to transfer to another public school or private school that are under the program. Now, the program allows purchasers, again, of motor vehicles to contribute their vehicle sales tax to fund private school scholarships. And again, he's joining us, by the way, from the studios of WMFE in Orlando. So, Representative Smith, I mean, you made the case that private schools may not necessarily be a safer alternative for bullied children. But some would argue, you know, isn't it better to have the option to go to a different community of students than be required to stay in that same place?
Well, the reality is that those choices are currently made available to those parents. When you have a child who is bullied in a public school, you do have options on how the administration can intervene, on how the child can be resituated or how the bully can actually be dealt with administratively and with disciplinary action so that that student can be better off. So this idea that bullied students have no choice but to be shipped off to a private school on taxpayer money is a false premise.
But before, there wasn't that money. That parents didn't have that option. They couldn't pull their kids out of the school. Now this voucher gives some families that option.
It gives them one, but they have several other options. And I just want to underscore the fact that they're still being offered no protections there. And what it actually does is it makes the problem worse because it's bleeding money out of our public schools where they're going to have even less resources to be able to have the counselors that they need to do this type of intervention. And this is exactly the scam that Tallahassee pulls every single year. They falsely identify our public schools as failure factories. They set the rules against the public schools and makes it so that they're just set up to fail. And then when they fail, the supporters of these vouchers, they say, you see, the public schools can't handle it even though we set them up to fail. And they use that as their argument to continue to bleed money out of our public schools, which only makes the situation worse.
This is, of course, a pilot program, but how would you have structured it differently?
Well, first and foremost, I don't think that a voucher would have been the solution. But let's just say that had we had the opportunity to make at least the voucher program better, first and foremost, there would have needed to be requirements and strings attached to those private schools that were accepting those students. Private schools, in order to receive the voucher, should have been required to have a demonstrated ability to identify and respond to incidences of bullying in those private school institutions. They certainly should not have been allowed to have in writing, as many of them have, that there is a no tolerance policy towards accepting LGBTQ students, which, by the way, are so many of the students who are being bullied. But even without the voucher program, because I don't believe the voucher program works, what we need is we need more funding for school counselors so that they can be dedicated as individuals who can identify and intervene and respond to incidences of school bullying. Right now, these school counselors are not doing the job that they're supposed to on paper because of budget cuts. They're being asked to wear 1,000 different hats in the school every day, to be college counselors, to be lunchroom facilitators and crossing guards. I mean, my goodness, they're not focusing on the actual role of being school counselors, which, by the way, in part is intervening in incidences of school bullying. And of course, we need to strengthen the Jeffrey Johnston Stand Up for All Students Act.
Strengthen it how? I mean, I get the sense that for you, it seems like counseling is really the central point here.
Counseling is a central point, but also there needs to be some sort of training requirement in the Jeffrey Johnston's Stand Up for All Students Act, for example, that helps those members of faculty understand how to, in a culturally competent way, deal with, for example, LGBTQ students. There needs to be enumerated protections written into the anti-bullying policy that says it is against school policy to bully someone based on their sexual orientation or their gender identity. That needs to be written and enumerated into the policy, which is not currently required of the Jeffrey Johnston Act, so that school districts can be trained on how to intervene for those marginalized students who are disproportionately more vulnerable.
So what happens if a kid is bullied at a school, gets the voucher, goes to a private school, and is continually bullied? Then what?
Nothing. They stay in. The parents absolutely have the choice to take them out of the private school and bring them back to the public school. But when it comes to some of these, especially when it comes to queer youth, therein lies the problem. You have young people who are not comfortable talking to their parents about how they have been the target of bullying because they believe that their parents are not going to accept them. So if I'm a 15-year-old person who identifies as gay and I don't want to talk to my parents about how other students and perhaps even teachers and faculty are saying homophobic things, are using slurs against me, I don't want to talk to my parents about that out of fear that I'll be punished, that I'll be asked, why are you gay? You know, all of these fears that go through the minds of young people, which are not considered and not factored into how this law was put together.
Have you heard from any of your constituents? And I wonder if any of them told you that they are looking forward to it.
I have not heard from anyone who said that they were looking forward to it. I'm sure that those individuals exist. But, you know, what I'm really concerned about is what is the ultimate impact on the student? This is the epidemic, the bullied students in our public schools. This bill and this New Hope Scholarship says absolutely nothing on how we're supposed to address the bully, the individual responsible for the bullying. It is flawed. It was not well thought out. They openly admitted that they did not research and fully vet the issue, and it needs to be repealed so that we can have a real solution to bullying in our public schools.
And yeah, that I wanted to finish with that. Are you going to be taking any action in the next session to challenge this?
I absolutely will be. And you know what? Since we left legislative session is when some of these reports had been published and issued that spoke to the very problems that I articulated when we had debate on the House floor. So you better believe I'm going to be coming back to Tallahassee next session and identifying with data and with statistics what the problems are with the Hope Scholarship. And I look forward to working with my colleagues to make this better or find a better solution for our students.
State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith joining us from the studios of WMFE in Orlando. Again, he is a critic, is challenging the HOPE Scholarship, this the voucher program that gives students who are bullied in a school the opportunity for the parents to send those kids to a different school, more than likely a private school. There have been reports, and he did point out to one story in the Huffington Post that showed that percentage of some of those private schools are actually, they actually will not accept LGBTQ students. We're going to follow more up on this story. Representative Smith, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on Sundial, Lewis.
Also, I do want to mention, too, that State Representative Manny Diaz, who is the author of the bill, we did reach out and we have yet to hear back. And we'll keep trying. We'll give him the chance to share his thoughts on that as well. All